Stephen Hicks from Hicks Nurseries in Westbury on Long Island. And our website is www.hicksnurseries.com.
Before we get to your big event at Hicks, I wanted to ask you about this crazy weather we've been having and what it's been doing to our plants. My quince bush, for example, is already budding, and my lilacs have buds on them. What's going to happen to all these plants come spring?
Well, certainly with the warmer weather that we've been having this winter, or really the lack of a real hard freeze this winter, the plants are kind of, depending on which plants are, can be a little bit out of kilter. And they often go, plants will develop their buds and leaves based on the outside temperatures and the signals they get from nature. Some years they can be ahead of schedule or what's normal. Some years they can be behind schedule based on the temperatures and what's happening. This year, certainly things are well ahead of what we would consider a normal spring. We've had bulbs in some cases popping up through the ground as early as January, and plants are in bud and bloom. I think at the end of the day, it's going to mean that we're going to have an earlier spring in terms of lilacs and forsythia and other plants blooming and starting to leaf out, barring a real deep freeze that kicks in that might cause some damage to flower buds and things like that. At this point, I think it's basically we're going to be seeing an early spring in terms of flowers and the gardens coming alive.
Is there anything we can do to preserve the buds or anything like that, or we should just let nature take its course?
Really, there's nothing that you can do. You really can't control the weather. You can't control Mother Nature. If there was a prediction for a really heavy deep freeze or a dramatic reversal, and you had a plant or an area that you really wanted to protect on a temporary basis overnight, you could protect it by wrapping it. If it was bulbs coming up through the ground, put a towel over them, or on some smaller shrubs, you could put a sheet or some kind of protective wrap on them. That's a real temporary measure. Certainly, it's good for a overnight period if there's going to be a real deep freeze one night. But we can't control the weather, and we just have to let Mother Nature do what she does.
Now, you have a great flower show coming up at Hicks Nurseries. Would it be safe to say that we might be able to plant a little earlier as well because of the weather?
Certainly, it feels that way. And, and all indications are that, yes, the ground's not frozen. And so certain trees and shrubs, you can plant year-round, provided the ground's not frozen. When you get into more tender perennials or tender annuals, some vegetables that really need it warm, indications are you could plant. But again, there's always a risk that we could get a cold snap at any point. So really in our flower show, we try to showcase all the possibilities of the spring, and certain plants are ready to go into the ground right now, and others probably need to hold back just a little bit until we get further into the normal spring season.
Well, we can do that, right? We can keep them indoors until the weather is more predictable.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what are you really excited about this year at Hicks Nurseries that we can see at the flower show?
Well, this year at our flower show, we have a theme of creating a garden masterpiece, where we've tried to create gardens that are inspired and based on great works of art and take their cues from that. So we've really tried to integrate some different artists into the garden layout, and we've got some really creative designs. We've got some really interesting combinations of plants that I think people are really going to enjoy.
And who inspired you? I see here Gauguin is mentioned. Wow, that's pretty lush.
Well, we've got many. There's Gauguin, there's Monet, and several others that I think if people come out, they're going to see a whole wide range of inspirations, as well as different looks, textures, combinations of plants and flowers. It's really our kickoff to spring to get people excited about the coming season and hopefully inspire them to do something different. Maybe there's one little piece or one little flower combination that people feel would be appropriate for their yards, their gardens.
And you've seen it all, I'm sure, because you've been in business for 14 years, you were saying. Any one plant that you say, oh, interesting, to yourself this year?
Well, I'd have to, this year in some of the gardens, we've integrated foliage and traditional house plants into the outdoor landscape to showcase different combinations. Now, that's really, in our climate, more like an annual, but there's no reason that you can't use them for the spring, summer, fall seasons outside. They won't survive the winter, at least not a normal winter in New York. But it's really interesting how if you broaden your horizon in terms of the types of plants you can use in the spring and summer months, you can get some really interesting textures and colors and combinations.
I wanted to ask you, as long as I have you on the phone, I love mandevilla,
mm-hmm.
or is it mandevilla? I don't know. But in any case, that can be a perennial, can't it? Although around these parts, I guess it's
If we live
annual.
In Southern California, it certainly would, or in Florida. In this area, it is not. It'll do beautifully starting in the month of May right through really the first hard frost, that may come in November, in the November time frame. But you should expect flowers on that plant right up through into the fall, and it really loves the heat of the summer. So that's one of the most striking, beautiful vines that you can plant on a really hot, humid July days. It just thrives, and it really makes your yard or your spot that you're planting it really feel like a Mediterranean or a Southern California garden.
Boy, you're right about that. All right, anything you want to mention about your show before we conclude?
Well, our show's running from March 9th to the 18th. It's free admission, free parking. It's open to the public. We've got seminars and demonstrations and things going on throughout the 10 days. And if people go to our website, they can certainly get full information. And we'd love to see everybody to have a great kickoff to spring.